It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in. Rawhide.
Hey, Hank, what's
going
on?
Good morning, Philip.
The forecast has changed, so maybe I won't have to stay at your house tonight on the way home.
Oh, it's not going to rain now?
Well, later. Hopefully, we're done. Hopefully, the officials don't call 75 fouls tonight, and I can get home before it starts.
Well, yeah. Well, if not, swing by, buddy.
All right.
Swing by.
I don't know if I would sleep comfortably at your house or not. I don't know.
Oh, Winston and Clementine would definitely help you.
Would they?
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Would I be sleeping with one eye open or not?
Probably, you know, both.
Probably.
Yeah. One dog in each arm. Anyway.
Hopefully you're not around. You know, you're in your own spot there or something.
Oh, got a king-size bed, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, that's kind of scary. Some things to celebrate today.
Besides you not staying at my house.
Right. It's National Popcorn String Day. So ooh, get those on there.
I made popcorn last night.
Did
I had time. Yeah, it was Ladyfinger popcorn. You ever had Ladyfinger popcorn?
Ladyfinger? No.
It's really small.
Okay.
Put a little butter on it. Put a little nutritional yeast on it. Oh, yeah. Good to go.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Learned that from Whitaker's Market.
Oh, really?
Up in Hillsborough. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
The problem with popcorn strings, though, for me, is I always poke my finger with the needle, you know, when I'm going through them, you know, taking a needle and thread through the...
You don't do that, do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We've come up... Why don't we do cheese balls, Phil? We have a plethora of them.
Cheese balls?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. Will it break the cheese ball when
it
you
stick... It doesn't matter. It'd be fun.
Huh.
Maybe we should do that Saturday night while we're here.
Cheesy fingers, that's for sure. Huh. Okay. Well, you know, something.
So I can bring Winston and Clemmy. I mean, we wouldn't have cheesy fingers.
Something to think about, but not for very long. We're not going to. It's National Salesperson's Day. So congratulations to WRCO's top salesman, WRCO's only salesman.
I'm in the top five, buddy.
So you got that going for you.
Well,
do I? Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
I've just promoted you.
Hey, everybody keep their hands down. Wait for the applause.
I just promoted you to assistant general sales manager.
General sales manager the other day when I had to go.
Yep, I did.
Like at 6:15 to record some young ladies. But
I said,
and then when I got back, it was like, no, you're done.
You're back to the assistant. Yeah. Today is National Cocoa Day.
Oh, that's you like that.
I do. June makes one on the stove that's pretty good as
oh,
well.
Really?
Yeah, stirs it up and kind of her own concoction there, and good stuff.
Oh,
if you're, cool. I've said before, if you're going to make a decent cup of hot cocoa, you got to use milk.
Got to use milk, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Or oatmeal. I love oatmeal, but I got to have milk in it. Well,
oatmeal in your hot cocoa?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, just oatmeal.
That'd be cocoa wheats then. I love cocoa wheats.
Expert cocoa wheat.
June won't buy me cocoa wheat. I love cocoa wheats.
There's too many chemicals in that.
That's what she said.
There's too much stuff.
Same thing with the cheese balls. You sent a picture of the holy grail of cheese balls.
The rainbow.
At Menards. And she said, looks like a rainbow of chemicals. I said, well, you know, whatever.
I found the end of the rainbow for Bill Twining.
Everybody sees it differently, don't they?
It's just a huge pallet of cheese.
Yep. Yep. Today is also ice cream day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure why you'd have it on December 13th, but...
I'm going to tell you this, okay? To me, ice cream is good any time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and if I could make... I should make homemade ice cream this weekend. I absolutely love ice cream.
Homemade ice cream.
Oh, love homemade ice cream.
Haven't had that since I was a weenie.
Use real milk in that, too.
Oh, you better. We used to curdle it, take it right off the top of the bulk tank. You know, the cream right off the top of the
bulk. It was good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So we could combine a couple of things to celebrate today. This is what I do. Make a good old steaming cup of hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a whipped cream, you take a dollop of ice cream.
Oh, yes.
And you put it on the top.
A dollop of ice cream.
Woo! Baby.
Or you could put that cocoa right into the ice cream and have cocoa ice cream.
Cocoa ice cream. All right. Good.
Well, but no, it's good, though.
If I have to stay at your house tonight, you can fix me that one.
I'll be ready when you get there. You got to wait. I'm in Kickapoo tonight.
So, are you?
Yeah. So, anyway, be careful out there, you know, because today we're celebrating Ice Cream Day and all that. Also, we want people to be aware of all the poisonous and venomous stuff out there during the wintertime.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, if you bite it and you die, it's called poisonous. So all those poisonous frogs out there, don't bite them now.
Don't eat them?
Yeah, don't eat them. If it bites you and you die, it's called venomous. That's the difference.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. And we needed to know that because...
Just all the winter critters out there.
Well, I think the snakes are hibernating by now, I would think.
It depends.
Uh-huh.
And we have a couple in here.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right.
Swedish wasn't the official language of Sweden, Phil, until 2009.
Really?
Yep. Did you know that?
No.
Do I now.
Didn't know that. So what was?
I don't know.
Doesn't say that, does it?
No, but why do you always ask the hard questions?
I don't know.
Shout out to Janet Olson, Philip. Good listener. I got to visit with her yesterday. She came in the door to pick up a Maggie May ticket. So shout out to Janet. Yeah. Very nice lady. So
yeah. Hello to Janet.
A four-year-old asks an average of 437 questions a day.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
How are you going to learn?
I've already asked like 100 today.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right.
Never miss a high five again, Phil. Look at the other person's elbow first. So like this.
Uh-huh.
If they see it up, they hit it.
Oh.
Or, you know, always.
Really? Yep. Side to side or sidearm.
Whatever you want to do.
So you watch their elbow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like that when you're batting, too, right?
Yeah. Elbow. They don't teach elbow up anymore.
Don't they?
No. It takes too long to get to the ball.
Oh. So you watch the hand?
Watch the hands.
Uh-huh.
Watch the hands. Hands. Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Lasagna originated in Greece.
Hmm.
Which is weird because that's where French fries originated.
Right? Oh.
Yeah. I should have saved that for Monday.
Yeah, you should have saved that for Monday. Yeah, right.
Space waste, Phil, can stay in the orbit for centuries so long as it's above the Earth's atmosphere. So far, the biggest and oldest surviving man-made debris in space is a piece of the American Vanguard 1 launched in 1958.
Wow. It's still there.
Yep. Yes.
Just floating around.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I know there's some debris on the moon. I'd like to get that moon rover that they left there in about 72. You know, they drove this.
You think it's there, Shu?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I don't know whether it would start or not, but. I used to dream about that thing. Man, if I had that moon rover, I could take that and go after the cows.
You know?
But I don't think it moved that fast.
Or Speckled Pete.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think the moon rover moved that fast, you know, on the moon. It just kind of crawled. And now we have ATVs and UTVs. But back in 72, I'm thinking, man, I could use a moon rover. Go over the bogs, you know, and all the... Yeah, exactly.
Down to Willow Creek.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
The total weight... Speaking of Willow Creek, the total weight of bacteria living in the human body, now get this, is 2 to 6 pounds.
Wow.
Are 1 to 3% of our total weight.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And, of course, we need that. Yeah. We need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say. You could lose 6 pounds of bacteria, though, lose weight, though, right?
I'm looking for an antibiotic right now, buddy.
Oh, well.
Anyway, any plans for the weekend?
Well,
those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days tomorrow night. That's my social life.
I think it's... reeks that the Packers play at 7 on Sunday. Ugh.
So hard. It's so hard because, again, do I stay up? And if I stay up, I'll either be like, oh, all gung-ho, or like, oh, why did they lose?
Right.
Fail Mary. What?
And then you won't sleep.
Then I won't sleep. Either way, I won't sleep. So I just usually go to bed at halftime.
Oh, that boy.
And then sometimes, you know, 2 o'clock, oh, I grab my phone. What?
You won't sleep for the rest of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
So I'd rather have them play at noon or 3:30.
I would too. Or at least move it to 5. Come on.
And then June's Bears get the Monday night spotlight with the Vikings.
Oh.
So well, I probably won't sleep that night.
I guess
either.
There won't be any games on Monday night then either.
Hello.
Well, have a good day, my friend.
That's all right.
Everybody else, be careful. Be kind.
Sounds good. Hank Bray.